This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The number of the day today is 531. According to the Washington Post and the Partnership for Public Service, that's the number of appointments to key Senate-confirmable jobs that the White House still has to make. But when the Trump transition team became the Trump administration, they put about 400 staffers in jobs across the various federal departments and agencies, and a lot of those people are still there doing... Well, that's a good question. Justin Elliott covers government accountability for ProPublica, which has been covering this. Justin, good to have you on.
Good to be here.
So if the regular staff positions, are mostly empty at the presidential appointment level, who then has President Trump installed across the government?
So my colleagues and I obtained through a public records request a list of over 400 political appointees who have been installed at federal agencies from the Department of Agriculture to the Pentagon. And these are people on what the Trump administration is calling beachhead teams. And there's a lot we don't know about their role. But in some agencies, these are the only really representatives of the new administration.
Are they there to carry out the effective functioning of government? Are they the White House's eyes and ears in the government agencies and departments? Why are they there?
You know, it seems to be some combination of both. Again, we have a lot of unanswered questions about this. But for example, at each of the agencies, there are people with the title of White House liaison. Hmm. They actually apparently report back to the White House regularly on what's going on in the agencies. You know, I've also heard from career federal employees who reached out to us after we published our story that, you know, there's a lot of confusion and chaos, at least in some agencies, about what exactly the role of these beachhead officials are. But there are also policy changes happening at some of these agencies, even the ones that don't have cabinet appointees yet.
Who are these folks? I mean, give me a couple of for examples here.
Sure. So my colleagues and I at ProPublica analyzed this list of more than 400 names, and I would say the biggest finding is there are literally dozens of people who are lobbyists or were lobbyists until they were hired by the administration. To give one example, there's a gentleman at the Department of Labor named Jeff Burr who, until he got this job, was the chief lobbyist of the Construction Industry Trade Association in Washington. Hmm. Mr. Burr used to lobby the department on wage issues, workplace safety issues, and now he has a government job in the department and presumably has some sort of role in setting policy. So there's at least around 36 people like that.
And of course, the president said during the campaign and during the transition period, no lobbyists, didn't he?
Right. He was asked directly a couple times in the campaign about hiring lobbyists. At one point, he said he quote, wouldn't have a problem not hiring lobbyists. So we've seen a complete 180 from that statement during the campaign. You know, I think these beachhead officials are also interesting because they're not Senate confirmed. I mean, the Senate confirmation process mm-hmm. sort of allows for two things. One is it allows senators to quiz the appointees about the administration's policy priorities on in whatever the area is. And the second is it allows for an examination of these people's pasts. I mean, we saw with Andrew Puzder, the nominee for Labor Secretary, mm-hmm. he didn't make it through the Senate confirmation process because things came out about domestic violence allegations, alleged mistreatment of workers at his company. And so he dropped out. These beachhead people, we were only able to get their names through public records requests. Mm-hmm. And I've been reporting on who some of these people are in the last several weeks. And some of them have been involved in scandals in the past, have colorful pasts.
Justin Elliott at ProPublica covering politics and government accountability there. Justin, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.